This afternoon, the Indianapolis Colts beat Kansas City 38-31. And Green Bay and Philadelphia are the last teams fighting for a place in next weekend's National Football Conference Championship. We're going to talk about those games and others with Bob Cooney, who covers sports for the Philadelphia Daily News and who joins us now. Hi.
Hey, Steve. How are you?
Doing fine. So your hometown team there is the top-seeded team in the NFC, but not all of them will be there tonight.
No. A lot of injuries going on. We just found out that Troy Vincent, starting cornerback, is going to be out for the game. He's got a hip problem. Carlos Edmonds, also another leader on defense, maybe their best defensive player, voted MVP this year by the Eagles, is also out with a broken leg. And Brian Westbrook, who was their leading touchdown player this year, is also out with a torn triceps muscle.
And how is that forcing the Eagles to change their approach to this game?
Defensively, I think, is the big key. Westbrook on offense, not too hard to overcome his injury. The other two, however, anytime you're going against Brett Favre, you want all the guns battling, and not having those two there, that's going to hurt them more today.
Well, now you just mentioned Brett Favre, the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers, and that reminds me of another question. Do you think the Packers have something of an emotional advantage in this game?
The Packers and destiny are two words that seem to be going together. Favre, of course, his father died late in the season, day before a Monday night game, and the team has really been on a roll, Favre especially, since that time.
Now, we were watching earlier today as Indianapolis defeated Kansas City 38-31. What impressions did you take away from that contest?
It was funny watching Peyton Manning there. There's a sports announcer down here who does radio who has been bashing Peyton Manning ever since he entered the league and saying that he could never win the big game. And he's put on two playoff performances that haven't been matched in any time recently, at least. He was awesome today. Kansas City's defense just was giving up yards all day long.
Now, Bob Cooney, I got a chance to catch some of the games yesterday, not too much of them since I was working, but the Carolina Panthers beat the St. Louis Rams in double overtime, and the Patriots inched past the Tennessee Titans in a game that seemed mostly distinguished by the extreme cold.
Both teams have great defenses, so the low scoring wasn't that surprising. Whether the weather had something to do with it or not, I don't know, but it's fun to watch those games up in Foxborough when it's that cold.
So now New England plays Indianapolis for the AFC title. What do you expect in that contest?
New England has such a great defense, and basically, you know, how they got to the Super Bowl and won it 2 years ago with it's kind of similar. They beat the Rams, who were such a high-flying team 2 years ago in the Super Bowl when nobody think they could be stopped. Well, Indianapolis is kind of playing the same way now, where their offense is running on all cylinders, and they really do look unstoppable. But Bill Belichick did it 2 years ago. There's no reason to think he can't do it again this year.
Bob Cooney is a sports writer for the Philadelphia Daily News. Thanks very much, Bob.
Okay, thanks, Steve.